Hello, darling. What? No, I'm making a nice dessert for tonight's dinner. Oh, no, you didn't forget an anniversary. You've never done that. Birthday? No, neither one of us. No, we're not gonna have friends over tonight. This is just for you and me. Oh, there's no special occasion. Well, rather, I wanted to make you a treat. You've been so good. So good to mommy that I wanted to make something special for my sweet good boy. So why don't you sit down there? Pardon? No, that was not a request. Sit down there. Very good. You know, I like it when I don't have to ask a second time. Like to keep things peaceful, civil, good. Pardon? Oh, yeah, well, come on now. When it comes to pie, you first have to start with the crust. For apple pie, the most American of desserts, it has to be a nice buttery, flaky crust. So I put together the pie crust, and now I'm pressing it into the pan gently. I love the feel of it on my hands. Just so smooth to the touch once you lay it all out, making sure that every piece of it touches the curves of that pan. I can feel the pan warming up around my fingers. I love it when things warm up around the fingers. What have you done that was so good? Well, for you to get a treat, you have to be really good. And I really love how you've been satisfying me when the lights go out at night. You've been such a good boy. But back to the pie, it's very important. So we're going to cut these edges off here and lay them to the side. Then comes the filling. You have to have a very good pie filling. That's why we have these apple slices here. And I took the outer, layer off of it so that you have a nice, soft, delectable, juicy apple. Had to do a taste test. It's the best thing when it comes to anything that you are going to, be spending quite some time with. Just do a small little taste test first. Yeah, I like to just lick the tip of the apple, make sure it's at peak performance before I devour it. Then we lay them down, nice uniform. I do like it when things get messy, but not too soon after all. And we're gonna make sure that we add nice sugar and cinnamon. Pardon? Well, yeah, you can also add the sugar beforehand, but shh. Just listen, lay them all down. They've been sitting there waiting, soaking in their own juices. Don't you like it when things soak in their own juices? Do you want to know one of the really good tricks when it comes to getting your apples nice and juicy? Little bit of lemon pulls all those juices out, and you can have them positively meld together with the cinnamon and the sugar. There we go. Now we've got a nice, delicious, filled pie. And if there's something that I love the most is when my pie is completely filled to the brim. I don't mind a little bit of overflowing, A little bit of juices seeping out on the sides. Never hurt anyone. Then we're going to take this extra crust that we made and we're going to put it over the top, making sure there's a window venting this pie. And it helps make sure that, you're not going to have a big mess on your hand later when you're dealing with a nice, warm, delicious pie. That can happen, sadly. See, look at that. It's all nice and put together. And those extra juices, yeah. That way we're soaking them, this extra. Take a brush and you put it all on the top of the pie, so that when it bakes, it's going to bake into that nice flaky buttery deliciousness. It's going to make it give it this beautiful golden brown color. Oh, absolutely divine. But more importantly, it's going to help it make sure that the outside isn't too dry. You never want something to be too dry. If it is, you gotta make sure to lube it up with more of these delicious juices. Feel it. Absolutely delicious. Good. Delectable, really. Who doesn't like a sweet treat? The oven's already preheated. Would you mind being a doll? Sliding it onto the pan? Slipping it into that nice hot oven for me? Well, I would do it, but you've always been a lot better at slipping things in. If you catch my drift. Look at you, such a good boy. This is why I had you stay down here. That and to keep me company while it's baking. I love the smell of a nice, warm baked pie. Pardon? Well, that's right. Apple pie isn't, it's not exactly complete unless you have cream. We have both whipped and ice cream, and honestly, I think they go really good together. Nice juxtaposition of that nice, warm, hot, piping pie when it comes out. And then that nice coolness of the ice cream melting in your mouth. It is just wonderful to have that dichotomy of temperature and flavor. That's right. And the whipped cream just makes things a little bit more frothy, foamy, messy. I don't mind a little mess or a lot of mess. Cleanup isn't too big of a problem, right? Right. And I love to clean up cream. Absolutely do. You know, in this family, we don't exactly, you know, spit out any extra mess if it gets on our face. We make sure it all goes down the hatch. Waste not, want not. Oh, wow, look at that. Time absolutely flew. Why don't you pull it out for me, darling? Oh, I know. Pulling out isn't something that we typically do in this family either, but this is important. Go ahead, get that pie and pull it out of the oven for me. Be sure to go nice and slow. It's nice to go nice and slow, especially when everything's done and is cooling down. Look at it. Absolutely perfect. Positively marvelous. Just smell that. Oh, that smells so good. Go ahead. Why don't you have the first taste? No, don't worry. I'm gonna pull it out for you. Let mommy give it to you. Be a good boy. There you go. Close here. There we go. Look at that face. Are you liking it? Good. I wanted to give you this treat. You've been so, such a marvelous sweet boy. Honestly, mommy's best boy, if you ask me, but I'm a little biased. Go ahead. You can have more. Oh. Almost forgot the ice cream. Go ahead. Why don't you scoop it up for me? And don't forget to put a nice squirt of that cream on top. There you go. No, that one's for me. Baby, sweetheart, I want all of your, all of your whipped cream. It's absolutely marvelous. Pardon? Why, yes, I would like to go upstairs. Hey guys. last Tuesday did a episode on tacos, and it was totally about only making tacos, just like today. It was totally very innocent about a nice apple pie, like, you know, a nice wife who may be on the more romantically aggressive side, making a pie for her darling sweet husband, who has been he's been a peach recently. He's been a doll and getting a treat. Anyways, guys, so I think I'm going to make this a thing. We are in still of Rides of Rinzor, but I can't resist. I love cooking in real life. I absolutely love it. It's something I do a lot. If you guys are a member of the Discord, you may have seen the pizzas that I make that are different. Like we made a Pokeball pizza and whatnot. And I do everything from scratch, even the dough, because I'm weird. Happiness. Anyways, love you guys more than bacon. If you guys want to join Discord, make sure to do that. Links will be below. And Rise of Rinzor picks up tomorrow. Talk to you guys soon. Ciao!